Earth, sky.
In the Pacific Ocean, island governments are using science to plan for climate extremes and eventually prepare for long-term climate change. That's according to Eileen Shea, chief of the Climate Services Division of NOAA's National Climatic Data Center.
Many jurisdictions in the Pacific Islands are already using climate information about year-to-year variability in rainfall associated with the El Niño, to plan for water resource management or to think about agriculture and livestock issues.
There are tens of thousands of islands in the Pacific Ocean. Shea said that because these low-lying places are particularly vulnerable to hurricanes and sea level rise, governments there have begun to make decisions based on climate science. She gave the example of improving a road in the Federated States of Micronesia, an island nation made up of over 600 islands.
They began to think about what they should do to plan for sea level rise. Can we raise the height of the road, and can we make the shoulders, can we set those up in such a way that it's easier for water to run off so the road won't flood as often as it might in an era of sea level rise with storm surge on top of it.
Our thanks to NOAA Pacific Services Center. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.